Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Hot in the extreme northern parts of Gauteng and over parts of the northwest. Partly cloudy for Mpumalanga and Limpopo. Pretoria today up to 29. Joburg and Emalahleni 28. Mpumbela 26. Polokwane 27. And Rustenburg up to 31 degrees.
So in Pretoria, there's a collision on the N1 northbound before the Savaka Makgatho Drive. It is causing queuing traffic.
The National Council of Provinces Select Committee on Education has voted to adopt changes made to the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, known as the Bella Bill. The changes give the school governing body powers to determine the language policy of a school, a discretion which was held by the head of department before. However, the final power still lies with the relevant provincial head of education. And the European Parliament has voted through a limit on cash payments in the EU of €10,000 as part of new laws to tackle money laundering. This includes luxury goods, crypto assets and football paraphernalia. The cash payment cap will bring the likes of Germany and Austria, where payments were unlimited, in line with other EU members such as France that have already tighter regulations. I'm Khada D'Souza. More news at 8.
Your sport is brought to you by HaltLock, redefining the standards of anti-theft protection in stationary vehicles. For more, visit haltlock.com today.
In a world tormented by vehicle theft, HaltLock is the one solution that works. Proudly South African and unmatched globally, HaltLock is not a tracking unit but the only vehicle anti-theft device of its kind. Redefining the standards of anti-theft protection in stationary vehicles, HaltLock immobilizes your vehicle's drivetrain by utilizing military-grade materials and cutting-edge technologies. If the wheels can't turn, your vehicle isn't going anywhere. HaltLock. We stop vehicle theft. Visit haltlock.com today.
Well, talking about really good kickers, at least in the context of Springbok rugby, another one, former Springbok scrum half and Cheetahs captain Ruan Pienaar will take his first steps in his coaching career after being appointed Free State under 21 backline and attack coach. He'll still play for the Cheetahs in the SA Cup, but will hang up his boots after the tournament. The Cape Peninsula University of Technology will bestow an honorary doctorate in sports management on Banyana Banyana head coach Desiree Ellis. The ceremony takes place at CPUT's Bellville campus today. The reigning CAF Women's Coach of the Year is being recognized for her achievements, including leading Banyana to the Women's AFCON title and guiding the team out of the World Cup group stages. A crucial moment in the EPL title race last night, as Liverpool's bid suffered a devastating blow in a 2-0 defeat at Everton. Elsewhere, Manchester United had to come from behind twice to beat bottom side Sheffield United. They won 4-2. Crystal Palace beat Newcastle 2-0, and Wolves lost to Bournemouth 1-0 last night. And Barcelona coach Xavi will remain at the club at least until the end of his current contract in June 2025, after changing his mind that this would be his last season. He had announced in January that he'd be stepping down as boss, but with the club president keen for him to stay, the former Spain and Barca midfielder has performed a U-turn. I'm Kolanjinga, and that's your Jacka Sport.
And I know she'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry.